No, oh my dad, he's so cocky. And the stupid thing is, you don't want to be on Barney a week, you go in and you don't want to be cocky because you want to make a good impression.
You do.
You want to pick out certain people who you know have a lot of power in the school. And people who like, people who are very popular, you want to pick out them and make a good impression to them.
So no, you don't.
Make funny remarks sometimes, but no, then you want to shut up.
You want to make a bad impression on those people. Because you want to stand out. You don't want to you don't want to be one of those boring people who's just like, oh, I'm going with the crowd because I'm just like, well in, bro.
You
want to stand out.
Oh, unusual.
Thanks, Max.
Okay, no. This is a good thing. I'm confident. You're unusual because you
Did you say you were communist?
No. You're unusual because you like to be original. But then there are lots of people who like to just not stand out and just fit in and be one of the people who just are there.
Why would you want to be like that? But I just can't imagine it.
How that's you, not other people.
Yeah, but Max, if you just stick up to someone who's everyone's like, oh yeah, that person's really cool, then you don't actually get to make an impression of yourself.
You don't do that though. You don't.
So you're talking survival.
No. It's like there's my brother. He has loads of friends who
always has that.
He goes in. He goes around, and they're always going around with each other in town and stuff. And there's no one who everyone looks. There's no one person who everyone looks up to. They are all good friends, and no one's better than anyone.
Exactly.
So that's what I mean. I'm not saying that there would be.
But you said stick up to someone popular. You said look for the popular.
Someone
people.
Like in year 11, make sure they like you.
I'm assuming in year 10, that's the person who always says like a lot.